the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We are live on the road in Omaha at Rocco's, home of the world-famous Yellow Shot Room. And they are now moving to the top of the ninth inning in this game, Coastal Carolina, with a 7-4 lead over Arizona. So the game now officially is over, Pauly?
Yep.
The total? Okay. And Jensen Lewis joins the program now. He's on the desk here doing his show live earlier today as well here on VSiN, VSiN by the Books with Dave Ross, as Matt Eumanns calls him the machine gun. I think it's 18 bets today.
18 today, yep. We need this under in game two to be even for day one of College World Series. But, again, that's back-end bullpen for you there in college baseball. Welcome to it.
Tough.
I know it. I think that's going to be a problem. That's usually going to be an issue here for every year, though, right?
It just, and again, kind of how that inning transpired for Coastal, right? You get the little inside the line for the double and then kind of the jam job. That's how they go ahead. You felt pretty good after that, but welcome to it. Coastal's good, man. They're good. So, did I tell you guys yesterday the trend? Last four national champions have stayed in our hotel, and Arizona and Coastal are both staying there.
Well, how about this for a little nugget for people to keep in mind?
Okay.
Those are the only two teams, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
So, we did not know this going into the show yesterday.
Okay.
However, you know, I don't know what you would have done with this, but they must have played loud music outside at a concert-like decibel until, I don't know, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Oh, it was 1 o'clock.
Yeah. 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
And they're staying right there. And they're playing the early game here today.
If I were either head coach or both head coaches, I'd be like, how is this even possible? You guys already know this. Like, this didn't sneak up on you that, oh, hey, we had to move our rooms here. I probably got 3 hours sleep before I had to get up from our show this morning. So,
oh, what a bad beat.
Yeah, see,
I can't believe it.
We're sleeping.
1 a.m. on a Thursday. Bump, 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 bump. It's like, what? You got the teams here,
I know,
right?
Exactly.
Forget about it. How about the Coastal? What's with the Coastal manager bunting all the time? He's doing it in the second inning of a scoreless game.
And knowing kind of how their offense is, too, and I get some situational things, but I'm with you. Swing away. Huge yard, too.
Right.
Why not take advantage? It's not like, you know, they've been struggling coming in. It's not like you need to jumpstart the offense or something like that. So
it's weird how you laugh at it if it's Major League Baseball.
Agreed.
Like, you're not going to give up an out. Your odds actually decrease of scoring if you bunt.
Oh, and by the way, they got aluminum bats.
No kidding.
Right.
Yeah.
It takes away from a big inning potentially.
Well, it looks like a leadoff double here for Arizona, by the way, in the top of the ninth. So here you go again. Could be some wonkiness.
Yeah.
And again, Arizona has 12 comebacks this year when they've trailed after the fifth inning.
Right.
So they're never out of it the way it seems. Do you like anything in the late game tonight?
Under 10 in that one.
Yep.
Oregon State, Louisville. And I think I told you guys yesterday, I'm already on Murray State money line for tomorrow. We'll ride the Racers. And under is ping pong a little bit. We got under 10 for LSU. Arkansas yesterday was down to 9, and it's 9.5 again today. So we'll kind of see where that ends up tomorrow.
What would you do if you're UCLA? Would you throw your ace? Would you wait?
I think you have to, Pauly. Yeah. And again, this is very much that you have two regionals coming together. So coming out of the loser's bracket, you have to expend so much pitching. And knowing you get to play every other day if you stay in the winner's side, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Don't take anything for granted here. And Murray State can rake. So if I'm UCLA, start your best guy, get the 1-0 game, and then you won 18 innings between LSU and Arkansas to just blow apart their pitching.
No kidding. Well, good point.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball tonight. Do you have anything on this Giants-Dodgers game with Webb taking on Yamamoto? Webb, very good, but a different guy on the road. He's not as good there as he is at home.
Fascinating. We had this in Daily Diamond today. The Dodgers, as the home team, lead MLB in going over as a home team. Giants are 14-4 as an away underdog on the money line. And so I kind of just went to the middle. Giants run line, +1.5.
Okay.
And, you know, again, kind of that put up or shut up series now. Are the Giants for real? We're going to find out against Yamamoto tonight for sure.
So officially here, this is just this year for Logan Webb. 7 starts each on the road and at home. The road ERA, which is where he is tonight, 3.95 with a 1.24 whip. The home ERA is 1.36.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, but that's been a thing in his entire career.
Yeah.
His road ERA is 1.5 runs higher than it is when he's at home.
And that's fascinating because the Chavez at night, you know, the ball doesn't carry like it does during the day. And you would think with his turbo sinker that he'd be able to take advantage a little bit. It'll be interesting to watch, see how he attacks for sure.
We also get Yankees, Red Sox tonight. These two teams just played last weekend. Red Sox took 2 out of 3. Also, Yarbrough just faced Crochet. Both guys got lit up.
Yeah.
You expect kind of a similar result tonight?
I looked at Yankees +1. I almost like this is a thread the needle one for me tonight. Yankees +1.5, Red Sox money line. I do think it gets a little bit tighter tonight. So we got creative. We did a little Giants run line and Yankees run line together for about +250, +280, something like that. But I do like, I think the Red Sox get it done. And to be fair, like Crochet, the numbers aren't going to tell the whole story. He's got some nasty stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
And he looked really good.
So 3 hours of sleep last night. You're doing your show live. That would be 6 o'clock local time in the morning.
Yep.
And yet we can't bet legally here in Nebraska. You have to walk across the bridge.
Yeah.
So you, again, you made the walk across the bridge today to Iowa to bet?
Yes. I did our show, and then I jumped on with Gil and Kelly. And after that, just got like a kind of a little nap. And then did Stormy and JBT show here. Went from here to the bridge. And hopefully the Cubs are winning. Or I know they went to extra innings. So that was the first one I locked in today. But, yeah, it is. I would say that it's convenient at least. We at least get to walk pretty close to the hotel to be able to walk over and come back. But it is that is kind of wonky,
to say the least. Get your daily cardio in.
Yes, definitely get the steps.
Sports betting, very healthy, as we all know, right?
How many people have told you got to go here or do this and have a steak?
Lou Finicaro was like, he sent me a message of like 2 or 3 different places to go. Of course, Omaha native, so why not? I have been meaning to text Kyle Peterson, who will be on the call tonight, Omaha native as well, to see if he's got any secrets of the pros places to go. So.
Yesterday was incredible. Paul Charchian sent us a text.
Okay.
You have to go to the Drover.
Yes, that's I've heard that
and
as well.
And we went today.
Okay. And?
It's good.
It's good. It's a throwback.
Okay.
It was 11 o'clock, 9 o'clock our time. I'm trying to put down a steak.
Load up on a big steak here, boys.
I get out of there last night at 9 o'clock. I had the mac and cheese. I'm swimming.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh, God, I got to come back here with a steak and God.
You know what I miss about the Midwest? Supper clubs, which we went to last night, and salad bars.
Agreed.
Yes.
I did a little chicken Caesar before I came here just because it's getting hot, so I didn't want to overload anything and then just kind of carb load for consumption purposes. But I think there's something unique about this area, too, just with, you know, good old Midwestern food, if you will. But you got
to
pace yourself, man. I
mean,
you get overwhelmed pretty quick.
No doubt. Yeah. Did you bet the NBA game tonight?
I'm going to take the Thunder. I bought down a little bit. I bought down to 4.5 for the Thunder just because they've been awful ATS. So I was like, all right, if you don't show up tonight, then Indiana's got this. So
you could say that about the entire run of the playoffs
with
OKC on the road.
Yeah,
yes. If not now, when?
So I did 4.5. I might see if the over keeps going. Maybe it's a lean on the over, but I took a little bit on the Thunder tonight.
Like, so if that bet doesn't get there for you and they lose tonight and they're down 3-1 and it's an all-time team, right, with all these numbers that we've heard about and talked about for now 80-plus games, Paulie and I kicked this around in the first hour. What do you make them in game 5 at home? We said, I think the number's going to have to be, they'll make it 9.5.
Oh, God, yeah. They would open at that, and then people probably just unload everything they have.
And just say they're going to, doesn't matter. I'm betting it, so.
How long do you have to wait? How high does that have to go to come back for you guys and the Pacers? 11, 11.5?
I'd consider 11
okay.
and a half,
Okay, yeah, that's
sure.
what I would, too.
Yeah. I don't think I really want to lay 9.5
no.
with the Thunder.
No, not at all. If they don't get it tonight,
right.
it just kind of the eye test tonight. If it's not there, absolutely not. Don't want anything to do with it.
Good call on that Milwaukee rookie. The guy had a no-hitter. He cramped. They had to take him out. That is a violent delivery.
Kind of told you, right?
Yep. And so they lit up Sonny Gray, too.
How about the ankle turn, though?
Oh, how fluky is that?
Oh, God. You can't even make that up because it's right on the lip right there at the cut. So he couldn't have done that if he tried 1,000 times again after that. But that was slightly scary. But, yeah, I mean, I texted you guys this morning. The clip is disgusting. Like, you see Skeen's movement I'll put this kid up there.
Really?
With just the nastiness.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. By the way, they traded Savali already today.
I saw that.
Good day. Get me out of here.
Right?
On his birthday.
Andrew Vaughn.
Not only that, he went to the White Sox.
I know. Like, you go to Siberia.
That's right.
You don't want to play.
Oh,
here.
You're going to complain.
See you later.
You're going to complain about your role? You're not happy going to the bullpen?
Do you think
you did the guy dirty on his birthday.
Yeah.
Was that on purpose by the Brewers?
Well, okay, they'll never say it. And that front office is pretty savvy about how they can kind of use an opportunity to help them out. I haven't experienced where it's like, oh, yeah, there is a personal vendetta by we're sending you here. I mean, you might as well just send them to Colorado, and that's a career ender. I don't know what Vaughn brings you. Like, that was the other part of it, too. It's like, okay, you know, is it a change of scenery thing where Vaughn has struggled in Chicago, high draft pick, just hasn't panned out yet. All right, let's maybe their front office, their analytics team is like, we can figure them out, and maybe that's how it matched up.
Paulie and I did our top five rankings a couple months ago of teams that will never win a championship in any sport. And when we were done, the feedback, we left a team off the top five.
Okay.
But people were chiming in, guys, you forgot a team.
Okay.
It's the Colorado Rockies. And we're like, oh, my God. Like, mid-segment, we're like, we need to revamp our top five.
Wow.
And put them probably number one. Like, in our lifetime, if you had to make a bet, right, one team that will never win, who are you going to bet on? I think the Rockies probably make the most sense.
The Browns. I don't think it's happening, boys.
Well, neither do I, but I'm saying that based on where they're located, they'll never have good pitching.
That's true. I never pitched there, and I thank God I didn't.
You never did once?
Never pitched there, but I don't know how much money I would have to make to want to go pitch there, because that's it.
That's true.
That's your last contract.
That's it? Yeah.
That's fair.
All right, buddy, thanks for hanging out the whole week.
Absolutely.
Great job as always. There you go, Jensen Lewis. We'll get into more on Game 4 tonight, NBA Finals. Rick Carlisle figured out a big edge in Game 3. OKC is in trouble if they can't find an answer. Turn.
Is Follow the Money on VSEN.
Welcome back. It's Follow the Money on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network. Yeah, look at this place now starting to fill up quite nicely at Rocco's in Omaha for the College World Series, right across from the stadium where Coastal Carolina just defeated Arizona by a score of 7-4. So, Paulie, get ready for it. This is where the avalanche of fans will begin, because we have that game starting in about an hour and 45 minutes. Again, we're right across the street from the stadium, so that'll be Oregon State taking on Louisville. Both those teams well represented. They're not LSU, but nobody else is really, so place is going to go crazy. And I haven't
seen any Oregon State fans.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of Louisville as well.
I've seen Louisville, yeah.
Can we get a shot of the updated Jell-O Shot Challenge, boys? If that's possible, because some of the little guys are lingering here, and you love to see it. Not only are they live, like in the college baseball tournament and in the World Series, like Coastal Carolina is advancing, but here with the Jell-O Shots, Coastal Carolina and Murray State were right on the heels of LSU earlier today. They're in like the 900 some range.
Yeah.
Coastal's got 836. Murray's got more than 800. LSU hasn't touched 1,000 yet. Now, there's going to be that gap that's going to start, you know, tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah,
but
they don't play till tomorrow night, yeah. So our buddy Kelly was telling us they don't mess around. I mean, they get up 7 in the morning. They start drinking, and it's not just a beer. I mean,
he said beer is not alcohol to them.
Yes. And then he was telling us a story about the tailgate, where they just got the cauldron and gumbo, and they got them mixing it up and the concoction and everything.
How about this?
Oh, man.
So Eric, longtime VSIN viewer, came down here yesterday. This is his vacation every year. He's been tailgating since 1981. So it goes all the way back to Rosenblatt Stadium, obviously, for a long time. He said that for 9 or 10 days in a row, it was up at 4:30, packing everything, getting down here, ready to go by 6 o'clock, and they'd be here till about midnight. And it's... He was telling me about the amounts of beer that they would go through, but also, to your point, they're making everything that you can imagine. And he just, it's his favorite thing to do in the world, so that he does it every single year.
Mm-hmm. It's a good area. I will say that, too. Fun town. I did not know about the zoo. The fact that you got the best zoo in the country.
It's right there with San Diego, and some people say it's better.
Yep, you have that. You got all the steakhouses. Creighton University right down the road.
Yeah.
Hell, how about that? Little Creighton goes from the Missouri Valley to the Big East, and they're a contender every year. How do they get great with NIL that they get, fellas? And you got a great coach with McDermott. Then you got Nebraska Omaha. We saw their arena.
How about that place?
Yeah, they made the tournament last year. I forgot about them, the garbage can guys, and they're running the Summit League. They got a nice little arena down the street. So I drove by Arunza. Forgot about Culver's. Culver's 5 miles away. You got sports betting in Iowa. Just cut out the Busch Light. Enough with the Busch Light. You'll be fine. What am I missing? Anything else? Good stuff, right?
No, I think you covered the bases there for the most part, right? You're strong
Good
on
spot.
The NBA game tonight.
Good spot. Yep.
You like the...
I just can't believe they won't touch this and won't make an adjustment, right? It's like they're 0-8 ATS. They can't be laying 6 on the road. They can't.
I don't disagree.
And the fact that I think the schedule's huge. So run down again what they did to SGA and again how the game plan is to not only tire him out, but tire out OKC. And just the facts for you, why this is working for Carlisle, which he keeps screaming at him, pace, pace, pace. So on the season, OKC, when leading, entering the fourth quarter, 61-2. In the NBA Finals, 1-2. Points in the fourth quarter, 100-73 in favor of the Pacers. Will it work again? It's part of their game plan. And the same thing happened against Cleveland and most of it in the series against the Knicks, where more so with Cleveland, though, we jump on you from the get-go, and then we wear you out and put you away in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so here are some of the numbers, what they did to SGA, Carlisle's adjustment there. As Shea was the closest defender on 23 shots by the Pacers in Game 3. Good tweet here from Kevin O'Connor, covers the NBA. The highest amount of any game for SGA this season. Indiana got him involved in actions over and over and over again. So clearly the Pacers are going to try to continue to do that again tonight. That's going to be part of the game plan. And so the question then goes, how will Dalt and how will the coaching staff of the Thunder respond to that? Got a message from David, who is a huge Oklahoma City fan, and he said that the Thunder switched everything last game. They did not in the first two games. That's the adjustment, to not have Shea work on defense tonight. So he thinks they're going to go back to not switching tonight at all on defense to give him a breather a little bit.
Okay.
Because, again, it ties into Shea's going to, you know, in terms of scoring, you expect him to get to 30, only 24 last game. And Chet and Jalen Williams both produced on offense.
Well, Chet started strong and then petered out.
That's true.
That's another one. It was 0 of 6 from 3 as well. If I'm Dagnon, I'm saying, why are you taking 6 threes?
I cut that out immediately.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't, at this point, and the depth to Oklahoma City was obviously one of the strengths of the team the entire year, and it is still on defense. They can run a zillion guys at you, but I don't know where the points are going to be coming from. You can say that of both teams. I know the Pacers will get it from somebody. I just don't know which player. And the same absolutely has to be said about Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be Dort with 15 tonight, or does he have 2?
Well, I trust him, yeah. And I played his prop over, made threes. And most threes in the series.
Okay.
I'm confident in that guy.
Does Caruso have 18, or does he have 7?
Yep, right.
Does Jalen Williams go for 25, or is it going to be 11 on, like, 4 of 18 from the field?
Right.
Because those are numbers that we have seen in that range from these players before.
Yep. And then who is it from Indiana outside of Halliburton? Probably Siakam, but I don't trust Turner. I would think Obi gets more run. Toppin's had some big moments. Mathurin, as high as 150-1, most points on the last game. That catches, he had 27. Nembhard's doing a great job defensively. Neesmith can knock down some threes. What a the steals.
You got to bring up the fly in the ointment, T.J. McConnell.
That's right. He was phenomenal.
I mean,
a lot of it was careless with 19 turnovers, throwing the ball right to him.
Well,
but awesome what he's doing as well. And he can come in and get people involved, assists, and knock down some shots and penetrate.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Those reckless turnovers by Oklahoma City, where McConnell was just stealing the inbounds pass like every single time for a long stretch, the way it felt, those have to get corrected tonight, but that's something that they easily can take care of.
Yeah.
Just don't go out there and just be dumb. Don't do that.
This is where I think experience is so big. Big Suey, how you doing? This is where experience is so big, because I think not only the players, and you see maybe OKC's too young, and it's not like Indiana's got
a zillion years of experience.
Right. But I think it's the coaching. And Carlisle has seen everything. The thing I can't get over is the last 35 years, no one has won more games in the finals as a dog than this guy. And it's just, okay, well, no one's given us a chance. 9-10-point dogs, no problem. No one gave us a chance. Think about the series prices. And think about, forget about the futures, number one. Think about how much money you've made on the Pacers in the playoffs. You were
on the money line?
Yeah, they were a 9-point dog in game one against Cleveland. Yeah. That dropped to 5.5 because they had injuries, won that game. They were dogs in game four. They were big dogs in game five, won all of them.
Yeah.
They're dogs against the Knicks in game one and game two, 4.5 and six, won those games. And then they come out and they're 9-point dogs in game one, 6-point dog last game, 6-point dog again. They're winning all these games. This guy's incredible what he's doing.
I'm going back right now to look at his time when he was with Dallas when they beat the Heat back in 2011.
Were they favored in any of those games? I don't know if they were. I think Miami was favored in every game and Dallas won in six. Miami had home court.
Miami was a $1.75 favorite to win the series.
That's all it was?
Yeah. So Dallas may have been a favorite to win there.
Okay, on a row. Okay. Because that was 2-3.
They won in six games.
Yeah, it was a 2-3-2 format as well.
And by the way, that was not an accident. That was not a fluke.
They had a big comeback in game two in Miami. Miami won game three in Dallas, and then Dallas won the next three and closed them out in Miami and pummeled them in game six on the road.
That's why I don't think that was a fluke at all. Over the totality of that series, I think the better team won.
I know, but I see, you're right. I see the similarities, though, between both teams. Weren't they what were they? They were not a good seed either. They swept the Lakers.
I think they were a 3 seed.
Yeah, they swept the Lakers.
Yep.
No one gave them a chance in the second round. A lot of people picked against them in the first round when they played Portland. Tim McMahon was one of them who covered the team.
Right.
And then all the way to the finals.
You're right about that. No, if I recall correctly, Paulie, that's spot on. The Lakers were a very, like, people thought they were going to kill the Mavericks.
Yeah. Swept them.
Yeah.
Swept them. Won the first two games in L.A., and the Bynum had the ridiculous foul and got tossed, and that was it. But that was also Carlisle.
Tells you how good he
is. Coaching, and Phil Jackson was lazy with his adjustments and defending the corner three.
Yep.
And they picked him apart.
A lot to get into. U.S. Open updated numbers, Major League Baseball card as well here live in Omaha.
This is Follow the Money on VSEN.
We'll look at props for tonight across all the sports here on the betting board as we are live in Omaha for the College World Series at Rocco's, home of the world-famous Jell-O Room. Place is packed now after the first game ended as Coastal Carolina defeated Arizona 7-4. Now waiting about another hour and a half before we get game two tonight. That's Oregon State taking on Louisville. Here's one prop that I like tonight, Paulie, in Major League Baseball. And it's a guy kind of off the radar, but Angels are taking on the Orioles in Baltimore. Konowitz goes for the Angels. 4.41 walks per nine on the year. 33 walks overall in the season. In his last game, he had one walk against Seattle. But going back before that, it was 3-2-5-4-4-2-4 walks. Walks a lot of dudes. It's 1.5 tonight. Overs minus 130. Had to walk across the bridge. Got to play it.
There you go.
That's one prop that kind of stood out to me. I was looking at K-props tonight, looking at projections for Crochet and some others, but their numbers were so high that I can't take them.
Okay. A possible Yurphy. Bradley's got an ERA of 8 and change in the first inning. Yelich hitting .533 against Fetty. Contreras hitting .570 against him with two bombs. Olsen hitting .462 against Marquez. And Chris Bennett at Circa also put up the prop. Will the Braves sweep Colorado? Yes, 105. They're 340 tonight against Marquez.
Yeah, I got to tell you, don't like their chances with Marquez.
You're right.
Although the Braves have been a... Are they going to miss the playoffs?
Looks like it,
like,
yes.
I know we talked about that 10 games into the season, but here we are in the middle of June, Paul.
Well, there's two topics that keep coming up. Are the Braves... This isn't going to happen. Atlanta's just a bad team. And Toronto's for real. And Toronto's going to make the playoffs.
And you're buying into that one.
That's the other one. What? Yeah, 12-2 in the last 14.
I think I kind of have to as well.
6 runs per game going back. Kirk has reached safely 11 in a row. And it's Gausman against Suarez, which a good one tonight. And Philly, the reeling Phillies, only $1.17. That'll tell you.
Yeah, I know.
What a story here with Toronto.
The Phillies only have 3 wins this month.
Yeah.
Blue Jays have 8.
There you go.
And I think part of the reason why now, and it, you know, I didn't want to buy in right away at their hot streak, but at this point of the game now, again, you have to fill it with 6 teams making the playoffs in each league. Well, who are the other 6 teams if it's not going to be Toronto in the American League?
Yeah.
Like, it's really kind of thin pickings there, pal.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
So
Braves are 3:30 tomorrow, too, in the game Saturday.
So the correlated rollover parlay, minus 105, actually, that's probably, if you just bet it every game, probably equal to what it's going to be then.
Yeah. What do you want to do with Severino? Good on the road, atrocious at home.
Sure.
But the A's have lost 14 in a row on the road. And Severino goes tonight.
I would actually... This is the one spot where you would want him, though, right? And here's the problem.
I can't believe how good the numbers are on the road.
Right?
He's batting practice at home.
He's circle him every game where he pitches in Sacramento because you want to find a way to fade him.
Yeah.
But it's the Royals, and they are clearly no great shakes. And their offense has been reeling for a while. So I guess if you want to kind of, like, plug your nose, take that plus 140 with the A's, or you could do maybe, like, first 3 innings or first 5 or something like that, might not be the worst spot to do it with him. If the roles were reversed, I would not be even thinking about Severino at home.
Yeah.
He's been so bad.
Good.
All right, there's MLB tonight. NBA.
I got to go. Dort over 3s again.
Okay.
Only 1.5. He's been so good in this series, and he was awesome in the last game. Total 3s for the series. Halliburton, 9. Dort, 9. Nesmith, 8. Caruso, 7. Dort is still plus 550 to have the most in the series.
Okay.
I think he goes over tonight. Right back with Chet, under 1.5. Made 3s. He's hit 1 in the last 2 games. I don't think he hits 2. Bob over saves. A little bit of adjustment here now, which it has to be. It's flown over 4 in a row. But Bob saves 28.5 in game 5 tomorrow. And they haven't done much with this either. Ekholm blocks 1.5 over minus 160 at DraftKings. 11-1 overrun. Ekholm block shots over.
Okay.
That's another one. And then you got to go back to Bouchard, right?
I think so. I mean, he's running away with the most shots on goal so far in the series.
27,
so.
I believe.
Right.
He has 27 shots in the series.
Okay.
And it's 3.5.
By the way, gun to your head right now, you have to make a bet on a team to win the series. Who is it?
I think I might have to change my mind. I think they're going to get a boost with this goaltending change.
Okay.
I mean, the guy's 7-0. I know how well Skinner played, but it hadn't gone well for him. In this year, I'll just say this. Stay out of the penalty box. It's that simple. What did we say to our friend in Edmonton before the series started? He said, how concerned are you with the penalty kill? They allowed the 3rd most power play goals in the playoffs after they were number 1 last year.
Sure.
He goes, very, very concerned. It's a big deal. Well, look what's going on every game here. And they go up 2-0 with 2 power play goals yesterday. Then they settle down finally, and the goaltending changes flipped everything. But stay out of the box. How do they call it? Don't do anything stupid. And if it happens where you take a penalty, you got to kill it off. And that's what Florida was so big. Special teams, too, about what happened with the shorthanded goal in game two.
Right.
So it's just phenomenal hockey, though. You know, I saw Lou's tweet. I've been watching this since the 60s. I can't remember a better start to the series and what's happened.
Yeah, it's unfortunate game three was such a stink bomb.
Yeah, I know, but look at the other three. Overtime, double overtime, overtime. You got the fourth most goals in the first four games of a series. You got the historic comeback. And so many guys have been involved, and there's been so many unsung heroes and big tickets and props that are cashing, too, with any time goals.
Yeah, here's my approach personally here. How I'm attacking the NBA compared to the NHL. I think you can and you might want to look at what has gone on already previously in the series between the Pacers and the Thunder, right? Hence the zigzag or the Thunder never covering a road game. And for the totality of the playoffs, in the NHL playoffs, you cannot put, in my opinion, you can't put any stock into what has happened in these previous games.
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Good point.
Every game
no
is
momentum.
It's a brand new game, and just you need to be severance here.
Yep.
You're walking into the game, and you have no recollection of what happened.
Yep.
That's how you have to approach it to me.
Well,
so.
And then DraftKings has up time on ice props again. And they added more guys.
Well, okay, so now how do you want to do that now? I mean, we said yesterday, look to unders maybe with the Florida team. The one thing that's going to kill you would be overtime. And you get an overtime.
Yep. I'd come right back with it and just say, you signed up for this. You knew what you were getting into. It's a war of attrition. You got to be out there, right? That it's pivotal game five. Got to have it.
Yep.
And if you got to be out there. I don't care. So they got Bennett up again. They got Barkov, and they have McDavid, to name a few. But
think about this one for a second.
I mean, they continue to pepper, and it's a blitzkrieg on Bobrovsky.
Yes.
And that's not only that series, but also what they've done going back. Again, they're averaging over 31 shots a game the last 18 games, what Edmonton's done. So you saw the adjustment to 28.5 now.
That's right.
With his saves prop.
Okay, so one other guy I want to bring up tonight in the NBA would be T.J. McConnell. He is averaging the most steals per game in an NBA final since the late 70s. Almost three per game. He had five the other night. And he's gone over 1.5 steals in two out of the three games so far. His prop tonight, will he have one steal? You can bet one plus at DraftKings.
Okay.
One steal is plus 120.
Wow, good.
You can bet two plus steals at plus 310 on him. That's it. That you can't go any higher than two on T.J. McConnell. But wouldn't you want to kind of sprinkle there and go both of them, ladder his steals prop? And again, I think this is maybe...
I'm sure they said something about, let's stop being careless.
Well, that will not,
some of the
sure.
Inbounding stuff, but.
He's also playing in the teens, I should say, up to 18 minutes that he played in game number two. But maybe there's a spot here in him, for him in the series for seven games. Like maybe he's not going to be a factor against every team, but maybe, you know, every series is different here.
Yeah. What's Halliburton?
For a steal?
Yeah. I'm with you on him.
Two plus is plus 145. One plus $3.
Okay. All right. Always fun to talk props. Introducing the $500 try from GBank. First bet in VSiN. All you need to do is open a GBank Visa Signature credit card. In the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at first best to trigger the $500 try. You get $200 in cash back rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First bet gives you $100. VSiN completes it with the free subscription. $200 value. VSiN.com/GBank, VSiN.com/GBank. Six over.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN. We're live on the road this week in Omaha for the College World Series. We're at Rocco's, home of the world famous Jell-O Challenge. Jell-O Shot Challenge, and the other game number two tonight, coming up in about an hour and 15 minutes between Oregon State and Louisville, as Coastal Carolina took care of business against Arizona earlier today by a score of 7-4. We also, Paulie, have the U.S. Open going on, and I'm trying to find a projected cut line
six
right now.
Six over.
Is it six?
Six over. So you want the update?
I'm staring at a couple of losing bets the way it appears already.
Okay, with the projected cut line six over, that would mean bye-bye Reed. Albert is 5 over today?
Oh, yeah. He's 8 for the tournament.
Oh, another one? I got 7 over. Is it 8 now?
I got 8.
Oh, wow.
I got 8 through 14.
So he's gone. Matsuyama's gone.
Bryson DeChambeau.
No.
Is through 14 today. He's 5 over on the day, 8 for the tournament.
So is McIlroy.
Yeah.
McIlroy, 8 over. He gone.
How about
Fitzpatrick, bye-bye. Dustin Johnson, 10 over. Neiman, who was popular.
Very popular.
10 over. Straka, 11 over. Justin Thomas, 12 over.
Think about some of the...
Justin Rose, 14 over. Lowry, 14 over. Yet Spahn, one career win, $18 million in earnings. 3 under, co-leader.
Co-leader. The miss the cut parlays that might be out there this week from some of those names.
Oh, mama.
Not looking good for McIlroy. Again, DeChambeau, I don't know how he's going to recover and make it. I'm blown away at his performance. And the same thing for some of those other guys we talked about as well. Scheffler is at 4. Now, his round concluded many hours ago today. But Phil Mickelson just made a par. He's at 4. So right now, he would make the cut.
Mickelson's 4 over?
He's T25 right now.
Wow.
With Rahm, with Rye, with X-Man. Some other golfers in that. Daniel Berger fell apart a little bit today. And we currently have 5 golfers clinging to scores under par. And Lawrence, who got the 6 under with the lead, he's now 2 under through 9. He gave quite a few back. And as I say that, he just birdied to get to 3. Dietrich's 2 under. And your boy Hovland's 1 under for the tournament. And he is currently 2 strokes back and in the clubhouse.
When are you ready to give up? What's too far back at this point? Rahm, 4 over. Morikawa, 4 over. You still think 7 shots back's doable?
Yeah, that's doable.
4 over is T26. There's a plethora of guys.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't draw a line through those guys. The 5 over and the 6 overs of the world, I think you're up against it now.
Yeah.
And there's also this, like, you're also going down a tier of golfer at that point, too. Because some of the best in the world are at that 4 under mark, and you're going to drop off quite a bit when you get to 5 and 6 with some of those names.
Can you imagine if these guys fall on their faces and come back to the pack? Burns and Spahn.
Oh, and so I mean the winner's going to be 3 over?
Because so Scott and Ben Gukoff. Ben was 3 under at one point. So Scott and Griffin are even and tied for 6. Hovland, as you mentioned, 1 under is in 5th all by himself. I mean, if these guys implode over the weekend, which they're supposed to do, then this gets nuts.
As you speak,
because,
Paul?
I mean, if they come back, then it opens the door for your Schefflers and your guys who are 4 over. Go ahead.
Spahn just gave one back again.
Okay.
There's a bogey. He's now at 2, and he's 1 stroke back now of Burns and Lawrence. I don't know. We have Burns. Lawrence, Dietrich, and Spahn still on the course right now under par. Spahn's through 16 the way it appears. Lawrence and Dietrich still have, you know, the back 9 to play here. I don't know if either one of those guys will finish under par for the day or for the going into round 3. I don't know.
Yep. Keep your eye on McIntyre. He's been solid.
Is he lingering?
He's 2 over. He's still out there.
He needs to get a birdie or 2 here, though.
Yep.
I think.
He can do it.
Well, this, again.
I thought Henley was, Henley's in there, too. And now, even though we were killing Koepka because he was 4 over today, the guy's in 11th place.
He's only 5 strokes back.
Yeah.
And Koepka is 25-1. Scotty Scheffler is 7 strokes back of the lead. He's plus 850. That'll tell you. Again, some of those numbers to finish top 5, top 10 for him are just like, they're laughable, but they kind of have to be in that range because he's so good. You're not going to be offering huge numbers on him when he's only 7 strokes back to finish in those placement markets.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what we wanted. It's not the best leaderboard of all time. However, we're sitting here on the air saying, U.S. Open, give us something that we can actually enjoy. These guys are going to be up against it. It's not going to be easy for them.
Well, so Burns is already done, so he's 3 under. But if you get all these other guys who are like 1 under, best case or even.
Sure.
That's where it's at.
Because
if Burns implodes tomorrow, then again, it brings everyone else into play that's in that 2, 3, and 4 over, and then you really, really have a great, really have a great leaderboard.
Burns was 5 under today. It appears as if that's like by far and away the best round by any golfer. Jason Day 3 under for the day.
Oh, is he?
He's T14, so he's 3 over.
I missed him. Okay.
For the tournament, Day is currently 70-1 to win it. Can he make a charge? This is not 10 years ago, Jason Day, we're talking about here, but.
I feel good about where Hoplin's at.
Yeah, you have. Oh my God, I would hope so.
Yeah, I don't like Spahn at 8-1. I don't want Burns at 4-1. I don't want Scheffler at plus 850. I already have Ben. Ben's 12-1. I don't think it's crazy that Adam Scott can do something either.
I don't either.
Adam Scott's 20-1.
That's not crazy. You brought his name up briefly. What about Russell Henley? 30-1 right now. 2 over for the day.
Not bad.
5 strokes back.
Yep.
I mean, based on, you know, what these other golfers are putting together so far for Russell Henley, who was a disaster at the previous two majors this year. I know that because I had him in both. 2 over is pretty good. To be right there with Koepka and McIntyre, who you just talked about.
I can't believe the hole-in-one prop. Come on. On the second day, early second day, Perez does it. Was it Perez or Ortiz?
I think it was Perez.
Perez. Yeah, it was, sorry, Victor Perez. Second ever ace at Oakmont. On the sixth hole.
What did you?
Incredible.
What was that number?
$1.70. I mean, I tell you, hey, it's happened once in the history at Oakmont.
Yeah, but and how many times has it been here? Like 6 times?
Well, still, but how difficult the course is, though, too, to think someone's going to be able to pull that off.
One
on
day.
The sixth hole. And it happens in the sixth hole.
One day, you'll be fun to be around.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Bet the yes.
Yeah.
Have some fun, because when it goes in, you're going to be celebrating like crazy.
Well, I like to bet it at the Masters. It usually happens in a couple times on that final Sunday. But the pin placement's been a joke the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And then Griffin had it. I mean, when I was loving life when Griffin was 3 under. But 1 over for the round and even now through he's on 15.
Well,
a birdie here would be pretty cool. If he can close strong.
By Benjamin?
Yeah, kid's in it. Shot a 69 yesterday. Stranger things have happened. 70-1. Come on, Ben.
I mean, again, when the course is playing this tough, a guy's T6, dead even par for the tournament so far. You got to love your chances on a ticket like that.
Tough with the coverage as well. Started out on Peacock again. I know our buddy Mr. Cohen was upset with how they closed yesterday as well with the Peacock. Closed Peacock, open Peacock.
So. We do not get it in our hotel room here.
Yeah. I'm looking. I'm like, what's going on? Where is it? Yep. USA? We're getting nothing.
No, nothing. No nothing. USA. Peacock. No offshoot like that. So as a result, I had to leave 2 movies on when I was getting ready for the show today. One was Running Man with Schwarzenegger.
Very good.
Yeah.
Mid-80s?
Yeah.
Does it hold up? No? Okay.
The other one is Point Break was on.
Oh, yes. Love it. Utah. Love it.
Very
great
good.
Movie.
I think I've seen that movie probably 40 times.
Yep.
I watch it all the time when I was in high school. It was so good. There are some goofy scenes in there between Gary Busey and Keanu Reeves, but it's still really damn good.
Well, plus you had the copycats, all the people that were robbing banks using the president's masks.
That's
after
right.
That too.
That's right. But I can't believe that because, let's go to the app. Like, can I just turn the TV on, please, and not have to work for it and watch some golf today?
I have all my Peacock stuff on my other computer. We're signed. I don't know what any of my passwords are. I auto save it. So I don't know what the hell that is.
And
I'm not going to go back. Okay, re-enter everything. Oh, you got to put in the one capital, the number.
Like, yep. And then we're going to send you a verification code.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Now it's going to be to the phone number, but that's going to be set up through your email. And then you got to change it every 90 days. Great. That's a lot of fun. Thank you for that.
I feel bad for the old timers, like the guys who got, they have to get the Peacock, the YouTube, the Amazon, whatever. Good luck keeping track of all these passwords and what you got.
Of course. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're live on the road in Omaha for the College World Series. Matt Grissom does a great job betting and covering the sport. He'll join the program coming up next, get a best bet maybe for tonight, and obviously the games that we have tomorrow.